Welcome back to Horizons.
Martin O'Mahony, welcome to Horizons.
Thank you very much, David.
Martin, you are the local coordinator for the communal First Saturdays devotions here in Tralee. What is the history of the five First Saturdays and how does it relate to Fatima?
I suppose, David, if I was to summarise what the First Saturday devotions are, I would say it's essentially heaven's peace plan given to us by Jesus and Mary. It's so important, not only for our own person's salvation, it's also so important for the salvation of others and for promoting peace in what is our very troubled world. So I suppose the link to Fatima, we have to go back about 108 years now, back to 1917, when our Blessed Mother appeared six times to three shepherd children in the small rural village of Fatima, Portugal. She appeared to Lucia, who was 10 years old, and her two first cousins, who happened to be brother and sister, Francisco and Jacinta, aged 7 and 6 respectively. Now, David, during all six apparitions, Our Lady continually urged, pray the rosary every day. If I could just maybe zoom in on one particular apparition.
Absolutely.
This would have been the third apparition on the 13th of July, 1917. After showing the three children a very brief but terrifying vision of hell, Our Lady said the following: "You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go. God wishes to establish devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If what I say is done, many souls will be saved and there will be peace." You must remember, David, during this time, World War I was raging in Europe.
Of course.
So the peace she refers to would have been the end to that war. She also promised to take Jacinta and Francisco to heaven soon. So they died within a few years of the conclusion of these apparitions. They died actually of the Spanish flu. But she told Sister Lucia that she would have to stay much longer and she would need to learn to read and write. This was essential for her promotion of the message of Fatima, but also the promotion of the what is now known as the Five for Saturday devotion. Moving forward 8 years then, on the 10th of December 1925, at this stage, Sister Lucia was an 18-year-old Dartain postulant. And at the time, she was a postulant in Pontevedra in Spain. So Our Lady appeared to her one evening and first mentioned devotion to her Immaculate Heart and how it was to be practiced. So if I might quote from her own words, Sister Lucia's own words: "By our side, elevated on a luminous cloud, was a child. The Most Holy Virgin rested one of her hands on my shoulder, and as she did so, she showed Sister Lucia a heart encircled by thorns, which she was holding in her other hand. And at the same time, the child Jesus said, 'Have compassion on the heart of your Most Holy Mother covered with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment, and there is no one to make an act of reparation to remove them.' And Our Lady then spoke. She said, 'Look, my daughter, at my heart, surrounded with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce me every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. You at least try to console me and say that I promise to assist at the hour of death with the graces necessary for their salvation, all those who on the first Saturday of five consecutive months shall go to confession, receive Holy Communion, recite five decades of the Rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes while meditating on mysteries of the Rosary, all with the intention of making reparation to me." So, David, that's really the background history to the Five for Saturday devotions.
That's fascinating. Martin, what's involved in the First Saturday devotions and why is it called the Five First Saturdays?
There's four key practices each First Saturday. The first is confession. In subsequent private apparitions to Sister Lucia, Our Lord said it is permissible to go to confession anything between 8, even up to 20 days, before or after the first Saturday. So he's giving us huge latitude. The second condition is to attend Holy Mass and receive Holy Communion in a state of grace. Thirdly, to pray the Rosary and to keep Our Lady company for 15 minutes while Jesus is still inside us in Holy Communion, by meditating on a couple of mysteries of the Rosary. And we do all four practices in reparation for offences and blasphemies committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So David, the real key word here is reparation. If I have a falling out with a friend, if I say something or do something to offend them, I need to be humble enough and man enough to admit it. Go to my friend and say, look, I messed up. I apologise. Can I make up for this? Will you come out for an old cup of tea with me? Or maybe I'll even throw in a bit of Bailey's cheesecake.
fine reparations.
Yes. So any which way, on the first Saturdays, what we try to do is to offer love, gratitude and consolation to our Blessed Lady. So I suppose, David, the message is very simple in the five Saturdays. It's four small acts, all with the one intention of giving love and reparation to Mary. It's really a monthly invitation for us to do our part in heaven's peace plan. Not only to bring peace to the world, but also to save souls. Now you ask me, why is it called the five first Saturdays? Sister Lucia asked Jesus in another private revelation the exact same question. And Jesus smiled at her and said, the reason for this, my daughter, is simple. There are five main types of offence or blasphemy against my mother. The first is offences against Mary's Immaculate Conception. Secondly, offences against her perpetual virginity. Thirdly, offences against her divine maternity and the sheer rejection of her as being the mother of God. Fourthly, offences instilling indifference, scorn and even hatred towards Mary in children. And the fifth offence is that of blasphemy and insults directed against sacred images of Mary in the form of paintings, statues and such. That's the reason why, David, we call it the Five First Saturday Devotion.
Very good. I notice, Martin, your title is that you're the local coordinator for the communal First Saturdays here in Tralee. And what's the significance of the word communal?
Communal here, David, stresses the importance of the participation of different parish communities. The communal First Saturday is a public practice of the First Saturdays, and it facilitates for a larger number of people to fulfill all four conditions of the First Saturdays. Now, David, we use a book. It's called the Communal First Saturdays Devotional Book, and it carries with it an imprimatur. If anyone doesn't know what imprimatur is, it simply means it's approved by the church for publication. So when fully implemented, the Communal First Saturdays is actually the first canonically approved public First Saturday devotion which accompanies the liturgy in a standard written form which can be established in any parish, anywhere. But of course you need the permission of the parish priest in advance.
Of course.
There are several advantages of using a common book. So the Communal First Saturday devotional book is particularly useful for what people struggle most with, which is the 15-minute meditation immediately after Mass. In this book, it's very much guided, because with the best intention in the world, people may go to Holy Mass, receive Holy Communion, say their thanksgiving, go home and say, sure, I'll do my 15-minute meditation later on that night. And sure, we've all busy lives, we've all got distractions, and of course it's forgotten about. But Our Lady does say the importance of keeping her company for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Another really important, David, I suppose, thing about the Communal First Saturday devotional book is, let's just say you go on holidays and you don't want to break the five First Saturdays. You can bring your book along with you, and let's just say you're visiting somebody in London. Just find out in advance the name and location of a parish which is carrying out the Communal First Saturdays. Bring along your book and you'll be doing the exact same devotion as you would say here in Tralee. That's beautiful.
Oh, lovely. Martin O'Mahony, thank you very much for coming on Horizons.
Thank you very much, David. God bless.
God bless.
This is Breda Come On. Hail Mary.
Hail Mary, full and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Jesus, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Gentlewoman, quiet light, morning star, so strong and bright. Gentlewoman, peaceful dove, teach us wisdom and teach us love. You were chosen from the Father. You were chosen for the Son. You were chosen and teach us love. Teach us wisdom and teach us love.
Thank you very much for listening to Horizons. Feel free to contact me on davidsheehan@dioceseofkerry.ie. Thank you very much to all my contributors. And Just a Thought for the Coming Week is by Mary Casey. Until this time next Sunday, I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you.